Hello, my lovely listeners. This is episode 18, and this week it's a mini episode because I've decided to do rather than one episode a week. I'm going to do two, one small one on Monday, and one rather large one as normal on the Friday, I reckon, or you know, later on the week for your good vibes on the weekend. And this mini episode, it's going to be about a book or a movie or a series or some stuff that I think I'm going to share with you, and on a small format, not to bore you to death with my shit. Sorry for my French there. Yes, I'll have to apologize for last week's episode that said that I filmed it on YouTube, which I did. But by my own stupidity, I managed to delete the file. So that's why it's not on YouTube yet. And I haven't bothered to record my shiny bald head today. I'm just going to do the audio for now. I think I'm going to give up on the trying to do two things at the same time. I'm just rubbish at this. So I've got to admit it and come clean about it. but anyway, this week, it's for my first mini series. I am going to talk about, or I'm trying to make you curious enough so you can read the book or listen, in my case, because I listen to the book if you know me by now. Yes, you've guessed it. It's my favorite book ever. It's Dumas. Dumas. It's Dumas' masterpiece, but if you've seen The Shawshank Redemption, it's Dumas. For you Yankees out there. No, I'm sorry. I love you guys. It's The Count of Monte Cristo, my favorite book ever, a must-read classic. Now, because it's a French book, actually the guy, yeah, I think the guy was French, but he was black. Believe it or not, Alexandre Dumas was black. I didn't know that. And respect, I don't know why I'm saying that, but I don't know why I thought he was a white guy. But anyway, he's black. So, but you gotta try to listen to the Richard Matthews audio version, because I know there's a few versions out there of the audiobook, and try to locate and listen to the Richard Matthews audio version, because he's got a very nice voice, really, because there's a lot of characters in the book, you see, so he does put on the voices for different characters, so he really got to, he does a great performance, I think, one of the best performances I've and to make it more even enjoyable to listen to him talk, this French book, but it's, you know, it's the English version, obviously, and English is great, the English is great to the point that it's a long book. I think it's about 24 or 25 hours of audio. I think probably more. I think it's 46. But anyway, it's a big book. And by the end of it, you will be talking like, oh, I'm going to retire to my quarters tonight. Or, on the contrary, you know, that kind of stuff, which is great because I think it's all English that's been lost. And by the way, I'm doing my post doing this episode in my favorite bar, well, it's from a bar, it's like a brass river by the side of a river, which I took upon myself to set my my new business here, my new office, as I said. So I've got a beautiful view. I'm in the sunshine all day long. I've got the best office in the world, I believe. But anyway, go back to Monte Cristo. The Count of Monte Cristo, what is it? I'm going to try to tell you the plot, to try to get you to curious enough to at least check it out. Basically, it's a guy that Dantes, Helman Dantes, that is just about to marry his sweetheart, in the wedding, obviously. And this couple of people, one person is jealous, very jealous of that. So he just complots with two other guys to sterilize. And you gotta say, this is about Napoleon time, you know, when you could tell on somebody, and even if you did any proof, you could end up in prison, because if you were wealthy, you put anybody in prison. And what a fucking shit time to be alive. But anyway, so basically they do complot, they do tell that he's a Napoleon sympathizer, and Napoleon at the time has been exiled to an island, I don't remember the island, but so basically if you are a Napoleonist, advocate or somebody that just like Napoleon, you're more likely to get arrested and be thrown into a dungeon. So They tell lies. So on the day of weddings, Depo and Mondantes get arrested, get put into a cell, and I mean, this, I'm not going to tell you family, this stuff that happens, unfortunate events that the procureur du roi put him away and forget, put the keys, put him in the Chateau d'If, which should be just outside Marseille, which is still there. It is there, you can visit it. Well, it's not exactly a prison, I don't think it was, but basically, he's where they put him. His wife-to-be doesn't know where he is, doesn't know what happened, doesn't know what he's done. They just don't tell him anything. But Edmond Dantès, during his stay in this church, in his prison, he meets an abbé de Bussy, I think, abbé de Bussy. And upon his death, because he just starts to have a chat, upon his death, he tells him about a great secret, a great treasure that he's this. Days hidden on the isle, on the island of Monte Cristo, just outside Italy, I think. Which actually, in real life, the island of Monte Cristo is far away from Italy. But you know, we're not trying to get the facts right here. It's a bloody book, you know. So somehow, Edmond Dantès escapes from the prison, and he goes in to look for this treasure, and obviously find this treasure. And he decided to come back to France with all his treasure. Like he's like a count now, a self-made count with all his millions. And he just decided to go and have sweet revenge on these all the people who have actually done wrongdoing when he was an innocent guy. So it's a sweet revenge stuff. And but it's beautiful written. It's beautiful made. I think. There's no part that I got bored, and I've read it about 4 times now in my life, and I'm about to read it again this year because it's such a good book, such a beautiful book that you will like. So I hope that I've gave you enough of the plot to be curious. Please do not forget to get the Richard Matthews audio performance. I think it's really a really great performance that Richard Matthews did. I'm actually thinking about that. I'm going to try to seek his email somewhere and send him an email to get him on the podcast because. He did a majestic performance there. Something that's hard. You don't see much these days. So there is. By the way, I'm gonna give you, make you listen. Well, you can skip now, but I'm gonna offer you the possibility to listen to one of my newest track on the piano. I've recorded it about a week ago, and I like it. I mean, I actually cried the first time I played it. Well, I didn't cry like a baby. It was very emotional. It doesn't happen anymore because if you're a musician, you know that when you listen to a track, the less the emotion just wears out. Which is annoying, you know. But you got to leave a few weeks, a few months, maybe a few years, and then you come back and the emotion will be there, will be raw, you know. And that's what I love about music. And so there is. I'm gonna bore you too much. Oh. And I'd love to hear from you, and I want to ask you this question. I want to ask you to give me in the comment section, what is your favorite book? Because if I haven't read it, I will read it. And tell me a bit about the book. I mean, tell me what is it you think is the best book. That would be awesome, and I would really appreciate it because I will probably, this is going to be a bad book, so I will probably mention it at some point in the podcast, in this mini podcast, about things that I think are great books, movies, series, you know, things like that. Maybe music as well, why not? But it's going to be a short one. I'm going to try to keep it under 15 minutes, and I'm running about 10 minutes now. So I'll let you go, and I will put the audio track just now. So I love you. I thank you for listening again. I love you for you supporting me, and I love you to get. I thank you for following me and be there for me. Okay? Have a good week, and I'll see you on Friday. And by the way, Friday, I should have some surprise for you. It just depends on the schedule of my new interviewer. There's got a very tight schedule, but I'm gonna have some pretty cool people on this podcast if I can make it happen. It's actually a director of a movie. Yeah, I'm just gonna tell you just that. All right, I love you guys. Have a good week and love all around. Thank you for listening again. Please subscribe to the channel on YouTube or on all the platform where you listen to this podcast.
I've got a YouTube channel if you want to check it out. It's Didier Soulier. So that's D-I-D-I-E-R-S-O-U-L-I-E-R. Check me out on YouTube. Please, if you want to support this podcast, you don't have to, it's free. But you can on patreon.com. All the links are on the podcast show notes, and my PayPal account is there too. Thank you for listening again, and I see you soon.